Than Talent Radio.
More Heart Than Talent Radio is brought to you today by my Power Prospecting Starter Kit. Do you frequently ask yourself, did I say the right thing? Do I talk too much? What do I do if the prospect gives me an objection? That's why I created my Power Prospecting Starter Kit. This kit includes my Power Prospecting and Sorting for Pros audio training, my Simple Scripts for Prospecting and Connecting, and Perfect Voicemail Infographic. These are the same tools I use and teach my clients to use to create momentum in their business. This process can be learned quickly, and I will walk you through the step-by-step process to become a Power Prospector and Sorter. Do not make another prospecting call without this training kit. Today, you can receive my Power Prospecting Starter Kit for just $7. To receive this exceptional value, go to goldenmastermind.com/power.
Overcoming prospecting avoidance. That's the topic, but that's what I'm going to really cover is not how to overcome prospecting avoidance, but really understand what avoidance means when it comes to prospecting. Prospecting represents the lion and the tiger for many people. It represents the darkness. It represents rejection and abandonment. Your reptilian brain will take a look at a situation and it will scream pain. And if your brain screams pain, what your brain will do is avoid. Avoid comes from the term procrastinare, or to procrastinate, translated into procrastination. If you have procrastination tendencies, if you're late, overwhelmed, if you're undisciplined, unorganized, you will be a chronic avoider. Now, what many people do is they avoid discipline because they perceive discipline to be painful. They avoid selling because they perceive selling to be painful. They avoid making their bed because they want to be rebellious, because they deem the word discipline to be painful. In reality, discipline means disciple of. It means student. And as you become a student of the game, you can begin to win the game. But you can't possibly win the game until you practice the repetition and experience of the game. You can't gain the reflexes, the skills required to be and stay a successful business owner, entrepreneur, if you don't step into your power. But if you continue to stay in a low level of vibrational, emotional energy called anxiety, you will perpetuate the same set of feelings over and over to recreate unresolved experiences that you hold on to. A large percent of society that goes into the medical community gets told that they have depression or they have anxiety. Then they get medicated. Now, the challenge with that is you're now getting medication on top of an addiction, which now compounds the situation, because now you already have an addiction tolerance with the medication that will create another tolerance. And yes, there are certain medications that do provide valuable relief, but the relief you require is the skill of letting go. And if you have a business that requires sales, branding, and marketing skills, and you have avoidance tendencies, that will lead to your disappointment, meaning you will not receive the appointment. You will not receive the ability to be able to master your own emotions by avoiding it. This doesn't require courage. This doesn't require valor. This requires you to have a better understanding of the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do. There isn't anyone in the world who understands this more inherently and better than I do. I've spent the last 30 years in my own recovery understanding my own addictions while coaching 60,000 hours and over 12,000 clients. That's 6 times the 10,000-hour habit. And if you are seeking the release, the letting go process, the skills of letting go, then I can assist you and facilitate that process relatively quick, provided you are ready. But if you're not ready, then you will continue to avoid. To be ready is nothing more than a commitment. It's not something you just do. It's a state that I am. And when you have self-esteem, then you will stand alone in your body. And in your body and self-esteem, you are power. And self-esteem does not require love from the outside world, does not require recognition, does not require medals, does not require accolades, does not require you running a marathon, it does not require you getting anything else but you. And self-esteem stands alone. It's like gravity. When you are enough, when you're good enough, when you're capable, when you're lovable, then the outside love that you seek enhances your love. But until you actually can love yourself, when you still live in shame, when you live in guilt, when you live in the lowest level of energy called apathy, when you loathe yourself, that's the lowest of low self-esteem. And when you bring that kind of energy into a business and you've been masking that energy with job titles, job credentials, and when you are confident and have competence, that's not self-esteem. Your self-esteem will get tested in prospecting because prospecting represents the tiger and the lion. It's that person, it's that perpetrator, that validator that's going to be mean to you. It's that person on the other end of the phone that's going to make you wrong. It's that person that's going to ask you a series of questions that's going to embarrass you. Your brain shuts down because of the unresolved issues you hold on to. How do I is not the answer. Why do you do what you do? As you begin to separate your feelings from the events that shape them, then having a communication isn't nearly as difficult. As you begin to understand why you do what you do, and you let go of the violations of perpetrators, and the people, the aggressors, and the people who put you down, who shamed you, who picked on you on the grade school, the coaches who didn't anoint you, the coach who didn't put you in, the situations, the bosses that violated you, the appointments that you didn't get, the raises that you didn't get. Once you begin to let go of these type of feelings, now your energy shifts and changes. That moves into a place called consciousness. As you are aware and you understand why you do what you do, now you can move into a place called consciousness. And in that level of energy, that awareness starts to uplift yourself. It brings up, it elevates your energy. It brings you into a place where you feel a lot more enlightened. It allows you to have a conversation with someone without feeling less than. And it's not false bravado. It's not confidence. It's not competence. It's self-esteem. You can have a conversation with someone, and they can lose their religion, but they're not really losing it on you. They're angry at whatever. And when you can set in that kind of situation, then you don't feel the furnace in your face, and you don't personalize a situation that isn't personal. And in that energy, you can let someone go like it was yesterday's bad news. Because you can pick the telephone up, you can write sales copy, you can send a message, you can send a text without anxiety about the outcome. But your brain will hold on to events because of the meaning it gives it. And as you begin to let go of the meaning, then you can let go of the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do. For you to be effective in your enterprise, your business, your network marketing company, your direct sales company, your internet marketing company, your coaching situation, if you have challenges with esteem, you'll have challenges attracting customers that you can collaborate with. When someone gives you a compliment and you go, oh, that's not really the truth, I'm not really that good, when you de-edify yourself because someone compliments you, you actually are alienating the very people you seek to create. This will show up in relationship after relationship. When you have phone fear, anxiety about an outcome, it will show up in your personal relationships. You will tend to attract people who will violate you, put you down, who are passive-aggressive, people whose energy is lower than yours. Your team will be a direct reflection of where your energy is. And as you begin to have a better understanding of why you do what you do, then you won't perpetuate the same set of feelings to create the same result. As you let go of scarcity consciousness, broke thoughts, as you are worried less about an outcome, as you start to stand alone in esteem and power, then you're not the mind-body connection to the events that created your guilt and shame. If you're so anxious because you can't go to an audition because you're afraid you're going to blow it, if you can't show up for a Facebook call, you can't show up on a Zoom call because you're afraid you're going to get questions that you can't answer, well, that's a direct reflection of the unresolved issues that you hold on to. That is correct. Some of you, I'm talking not at you, I'm talking with you because I understand the pain you're in. I've been there also. Scars are souvenirs you never lose. The 3-inch scar on my wrist didn't come from a scratch Bic pen. That came from a very weak attempt to take a good look at how low my self-esteem was. And when you start to overcome the anxiety that you live in and you separate your feelings, then your ability to articulate your feelings is enhanced. As you're able to stand alone in your power and not require recognition from someone else, see, you will receive the recognition that you deserve for your production. But if you are recognition conscious and you have to go out and run a marathon back to back, or if you have to win a contest for your self-esteem, that's not self-esteem, that's self-confidence. That's a level of competence. Unfortunately, what many people do is they win awards, but they don't build a team. They misconfuse that an award gives them self-esteem, but what an award gives you typically is confidence. Now, when you have esteem, that award feels different, because when you walk across the stage, it's a very relaxed pride. You're not excited. You're not, oh, my fucking God, dude, this is so awesome. It's not that awesome. It's you've earned it, and it's a very calm, quiet, cool. It's the ice in the veins. It's the jam, because jelly don't shake like that. You don't have to exuberate. You're not looking for recognition, because you recognize self. And when you're able to recognize self for the person you're capable of being, then you begin to uplift people when you walk in the restaurant. People want to be around you, not because of your rewards, but because of your energy. And that energy that you transmute, that comes from love. That's from love of the game. That's from love of the world. That's from love of people. But most importantly, you begin to love yourself. You're able to let go of the violations. You're able to let go of the put-downs, the people who criticized you and told you that you are not good enough. And if you are a paycheck player, then you don't focus on the paycheck anymore. You can focus on you and the people around you. And as you begin to uplift self, you uplift others. But if you focus on uplifting others before you lift self, then that's a very heavy burden. That yoke you carry is going to be too heavy, because you're putting your energy into fixing people, enabling people, over obligating yourself because of your own low self-esteem. And this is what hinders you from being able to attract the teammates that you can collaborate with to create the commerce. You're in business for profit and to develop service, and have a quality and be able to deliver quality service and be able to bring value to the free market. You're going to sell benefits, features, products, goods, services, and most importantly, the dream. And as you start to ignite your dream, as you start to dream again, as you start to feel your feelings, as you start to let go of the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, then you're not the mind-body connection to the perpetrators and violators who put you down, laughed at you, told you you'd never make it, you weren't good enough. And then when you look back and you didn't have that grade point average you know you're capable of because you know you might blow the curve, or you didn't realize the potential that you had, well, right now, now is now, because the only time relevant is today. Last night at midnight at 12 o'clock, when midnight rolled over and it became 12:01, you were granted a bank of time called time, 86,400 seconds, 1,440 minutes, one day, 1 minute. And as you start to step into your power, you will stop being powerless. As you have a better understanding of meaning, then you will start to understand what purpose is. And as you start to find your purpose and you start to find your cause, then you will become cause-driven, purpose-driven. But when you continue to say, I don't know, I don't understand, how do I, when those are your favorite words, then you'll continue to procrastinate. When you have anxiety about rejection, there's a cause and effect situation. When you take situations personally, then you'll create situations about why people don't buy. People won't buy from you, not typically because of you, but they won't buy from you because of the mixed message you give. It's not you, it's the events that shape you. And as you are no longer the mind-body connection to those events, you will begin to enhance your law of averages. And instead of living in a mixed message, you're able to articulate your feelings. And you're able to articulate them through your emotional energy and through the words that you speak. As you have a command of your emotions, you'll have a command of your words. As you let go of the words that are inconsistent and incongruent, as you let go of word choices that aren't committed, and you have a better understanding how oftentimes you say, I don't know, mid-sentence, I guess, mid-sentence, kind of, sort of, as you become commitment conscious and let go of failure consciousness. A large percent of society focuses on not failing. A small percent of society focuses on results and solutions. And it's that small percent of society that focuses on results and solutions that becomes the leaders in free enterprise. And if you're committed, then you're in. But if you're not committed, then you're out. You'll stand behind the glass wondering how to get through the glass. You'll ask yourself, how do I get through this glass? How do I get through this glass? Well, it starts with recovery, one day at a time. You can go 24 hours without criticizing yourself. You can take deep breaths and release the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do. And when I say to you, what do you do when you get overwhelmed? You say, I don't get overwhelmed. You've crossed over. And that crossover state means you can look at yourself objectively without criticizing yourself. You can look at others without criticizing them because you no longer judge your judgment. And as you're no longer judgmental, you're objective. And in that objectivity, you are you and you are free. And when you communicate with someone about a product, service, benefit, and feature, or you're communicating with someone on a business venture that can change the quality of your life, then you're not anxious about what hasn't happened. You're inspired about what's happening. And in that inspiration, you're not attached to whether someone buys or buys or doesn't, because your self-esteem is not dependent upon one sale. Your self-esteem isn't dependent on anything because your self-esteem is independent. Your self-esteem is gravity. It's right here, right now. You don't require a reward for your self-esteem because you are you and you are free. And when someone buys from you, you're not excited because you expect people to buy from you. And you also have an expectation and an understanding of why people don't buy, and you don't personalize it. Then when you can stand in that energy, sit in that energy in a chair, you can sit in that energy a chair for hours and systematically, diplomatically communicate with people and not feel like it's effort. Because then what you're doing is effortless. And in that effortless state of grace, that effortless state of beauty called time, that state of being in the now and in the know, then people are going to feel you, and they're going to buy from you, not because of your product, your benefit, and your feature, because of you. Not because you're smart or intelligent, because you have esteem. And that esteem is a calm, quiet, cool energy that says, I'm conscious, I'm aware, I'm listening to you, I feel your pain. I have a value proposition that could or couldn't change the quality of your life, and if you don't buy it, I'm cool. If you do buy it, there's a possibility that we can collaborate, be friends, and create commerce together. But I'm not going to overcomplicate myself or overobligate myself because I am me and I am free. And when you come from that place called power, then you're not dependent on someone else's recognition for your esteem. And when you're in that place, that's when you have posture. And that kind of posture doesn't mean you stand up or sit up. It means that your energy transmutes love, goodness, peace, power, opportunity. But when you're in anxiety, fear, and doubt, you're in oppression, depression, disappointment. And in that kind of energy, you're sending a mixed message. It says, please join me, don't. Go ahead and reject me so I can feel bad, so I don't have to prospect the rest of the day. This will be a one-and-a-done situation. Then I'll spend the rest of my day emotionally masturbating myself with training. As you let go of the cause, it creates the effect, and you are step into your power. That power exudes. That power transmutes. That power transmits. And then your dialogue with asking, receiving, and deserving changes. Money begins to show up because money responds differently to the corresponding response of love. It's not the love of money you require to understand. It's the love of self, and that love of self starts to have that love of others. And as you love yourself, others will begin to be in that love with you. This isn't contradictory. These are facts. And at this type of energy, this conscious awareness, you start to transmute your energy at 300, 400, 425, 450 cycles a second. You're approaching a state called saintliness when you can walk into the room and you lift it up because of the person that you have become. You're not arrogant. You're not. It's class. And that kind of class is a very calm, cool, quiet energy called esteem. And in that kind of esteem, you treat others with dignity. You tip like you wanted to be tipped. You nod your head at other women in the audience. You're calm and cool to everyone around you. And if someone's rude to you, you're not rude back to them. You just take it as part of the day because you have esteem. You're not better than anyone, and you're not less than anyone. You are you, and you are free. You're able to let people be who they are without making them wrong. You don't live in a black and a white world, in a dichotomy where there's right and wrong. You don't require opposition. You don't require opponents. You don't require to compete with anyone because there's nothing to compete for because you are you, and you are free. And in that kind of energy, you become a closer. Not because you close people, because they close themselves. They want what you have, and you don't have to tell them what you have. Because it's that kind of energy that you're transmitting. It's curiosity. They want to know how they can have what you have. And eventually you might tell them that it's not a secret, it's a gift. It's called esteem. And that esteem comes from letting go of the cause that creates the effect, because you're now in a state called recovery. You're not in a state called anxiety, and you don't get overwhelmed because you understand how costly it is. And your time is devoted to empowering yourself and others, and you devote that energy and you devote it wisely, because your time is so valuable that you qualify people for it by the way you communicate. And that type of communication skill is very effective, and it's also very persuasive, and people begin to want what you have. And in that kind of energy, you start to become an influencer. And when you're in that kind of influence, people want to be influenced by not only you, but the energy that you project. And see, when you have challenges picking up a telephone, that's because you have fear. Fear about events that haven't happened. Fear about events from the past. Anxiety about being rejected and abandoned. As you begin to let go of your story, as you let go of your anxiety, then you start to raise your emotional vibration, your emotional consciousness, your energy. And as you are you and you are free, then you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape your feelings. My acronym, Ass in Chair, it doesn't really mean you're in the chair, but it means you're in a dedicated place where you can create results. If you are in the chair, that means you're able to sit there without feeling like it's drudgery. It's not pain. It's pleasure. Because you become so good at your craft that you become the law of the few. You become so good at writing, communicating, connecting, and articulating your feelings that you start to become a magnet. You begin to magnetize your reality, people, events, situations that will foster your purpose, your cause, and your meaning. And as you start to live in a place called belief, a sense of certainty, you'll attract other like-minded success seekers who believe what you want to believe. One of my all-time favorite videos is the great Simon Sinek, and when he's on his video called Start With Why. I looked recently, that had over 78 million views. And as you start to be able to be objective about why you do what you do, as you start to let go of the control that keeps you in control of being out of control, as you let go of your anxiety about what hasn't happened to you in the future, and you let go of your regret of the past, then you become the energy that people want to join. And in that type of situation, people show up. Letting go of anxiety is not how do I. It's a committed emotion called decision. And as you're able to decide and let go, you'll let go of the anxiety of how do I? How do I control tomorrow? Well, since there is no tomorrow, focus on today. As you begin to focus on today's solutions and today's results, then you won't spend your time worrying about what hasn't happened. And as you're right here, right now, and you take a deep breath and you release and let go, you understand that there's going to be other people looking for what you have. And in that place, people will begin to show up. You don't have to try to do this, because it's a whole different magnetism that you begin to exude. And the mindset of a closer, it means that you're a finisher, and you started finishing the minute you got up. The repetition and experience required over and over is what creates the 10,000-hour habit. The reflexes you require to master do not come from watching. The reflexes that come from mastery come from action. And it's that action over and over, that repetitive action, as you start to tuck your elbow in, you start to be faster at your game, you start to take time off the skills, and that's when you start to become a master. And in that place is where you'll find that mythical, magical place called the zone. And as you begin to live in the zone, that's when you start to create magic. And that kind of magic happens from a word called synchronicity, when there are no accidents. And synchronicity is really the law of alignment showing up for you, so that you can be in a place called one with. And in one with, there's no separation, because what you're doing and who you're being is one, and it becomes effortless. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated.
Thank you for listening to the More Heart Than Talent Radio. If you enjoyed today's content and would like more insight and education into prospecting and closing sales, head over to goldenmastermind.com/free and download the Customer Personality Cheat Sheet. It's designed to shortcut the process so you can finally close sales by knowing exactly what to say to the personality you are connecting with. To download it now, go to goldenmastermind.com/free.